Now the fireworks experience. Now firstly, obviously, if you are going to have a bonfire night, always obey the fireworks code.
1. Light the blue touch paper and retire to a safe distance. 2. Watch the firework go... 3. Think, shall I obey the fireworks code? 4. Think, nah. That rocket cost me £2. 5. Go back to rocket, pour some petrol over it, sit on it, relight it and say...
Oh, who's going to host? Jim will fix it now.
The real fireworks code is, after all, ridiculous. If you're not allowed to go back to a firework that doesn't go off, then you have to have an unexploded rocket in your back garden for the rest of your life. And you never know when it's going to go off.
Another odd regulation of the fireworks code is always hold fireworks at arm's length. Well, call me overzealous, but I think that's a pretty stupid thing to do with a Catherine wheel. The Catherine wheel, incidentally, is named after a medieval form of execution whereby you were tied naked to the outside of a wheel and rolled down a hill. Apparently, a lot of the medieval condemned opted for this on the basis that if you're going to be executed, you might as well have a laugh.
Some people feel that the historic significance of November the 5th has been lost in the modern commercialisation of Bonfire Night. But in actual fact, there are some links that remain between the firework galas of today and the original Catholic conspiracy of 1605.
So, Fox, King James and his parliament sit above these vaults. Have brought all we need?
Yes.
Then set a match to it.
Oh, these sparklers are apes. I can write my name with it.
Oh, that doesn't quite work.
Oh, God, this jacket potato just isn't cooked.
Now, Catesby, have to make sure that all your pets are indoors.
I still say we should have gone to the one at the wreck.
The plot was foiled by the government because Guy Fawkes was spotted at the gates of Parliament by a guard, whose suspicions were apparently first aroused on seeing a man who was 2 feet high, made of an old pillow, with a balloon for a head.
Fawkes was also perhaps the only man in the 17th century to wear an Arsenal scarf, an old pair of his dad's corduroy trousers, and travel on a wooden go-kart. He made his living from sitting outside Prestos with a badly balanced McDonald's cup propped against his leg, and he was quite different from every other member of the Catholic Anti-Parliament Alliance, who were all hard seven-year-olds.
Still, the fact remains that Guy Fawkes Night celebrates and commemorates a terrorist act, an attempt to blow up the government. So sometime in the future, are we going to be celebrating the Brighton bombing? It'll become customary every 17th of October to smash up a hotel. Which may at least explain the behaviour of the young Conservatives.
Indoor fireworks, though, are completely brilliant, right, and should, we think, be used instead of the normal ones at big firework events like the Queen's birthday.
And the crowd gathered here at Waterloo Bridge are absolutely awestruck at this wonderful display. Look at that. A little black pill has kind of frothed up to look like a joke turd. And now I can see the team of 75 marshals are about to set off the grey one that curls round a bit and then smells nasty. Oh no, that one hasn't quite worked. Or perhaps it has. It's very, very difficult to tell. And now, the pièce de résistance, the piece of charcoal which, when you put a match to it, catches fire. All in all, a marvellous display, well worth the £250,000 played by the City of London to the event organiser, Terry Catton.